It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. An underhanded war has broken out between those ride-sharing services Lyft and Uber. A leaked memo reveals that Uber is using shady tactics to try and sink Lyft, including recruiting drivers and requesting fake rides. The technology website The Verge calls this sabotage. Reporter Casey Newton is here to explain why the two ride-sharing services are fighting over which will be the go-to for all of New York City and around the country. Hi, Casey.
Hi.
So let's start with the basics. Uber and Lyft work very differently. Can you explain the difference?
They're more similar than they are different. They're both ways to get a ride somewhere. It operates mostly like a taxi. The differences are things like with Lyft, you sit in the front seat. With Uber, it's more like a traditional taxi. But in fact, it's because they're so similar that they're fighting over these drivers because there's a thought that whoever has the most drivers will win.
So why this ruthless competition? Isn't there just enough room for both to be successful in this ride-sharing business? I mean, it's sometimes really hard to get a cab.
Sure. Well, they're both in the midst of a national or even international expansion, and they're trying to grow as quickly as they can. And there's a limited supply of drivers, although the number is growing. Both Uber and Lyft feel like if they can lure more drivers to their platform quicker, then they'll have a better chance of being the first thing you think of when you need to get a taxi across town.
So tell us what was revealed about Uber's strategy in that leaked memo. I mean, could this actually be a publicity stunt from Lyft? It doesn't seem like an above-board way to do business.
Yeah, well, so there's been some talk today that, like, my story was part of a coordinated PR campaign from Lyft. That's absolutely not true. I reported this independently and didn't let Lyft know that I was working on it till the last minute. So we've known generally that Uber has been recruiting Lyft drivers and vice versa. What we didn't know is how they were doing it. So what my story reveals is that Uber is arming teams of independent contractors with burner phones and credit cards, and then having them go out and call Lyft rides using these dummy accounts. And while they are getting a ride somewhere, what they're really doing is recruiting the driver the entire time. This is a program called Slog, and my story kind of details how Uber is expanding it around the country as it tries to head off Lyft at the pass.
Is there an incentive for drivers to leave Lyft for Uber other than a convincing pitch from the workers?
Yes, Uber has raised $1.5 billion in venture capital and is using some of that money to fund some big incentives for anyone who comes over from Lyft to Uber. Drivers can earn thousands of dollars in bonuses for shifting from one platform to the other.
So if only one service wins, will that be good or bad for consumers? What about competition?
I think, you know, generally speaking, we all like to see choice in the marketplace. With two services that are as similar as Uber and Lyft, maybe it doesn't feel like quite as crucial. But I think that there may be room for both, but it's still kind of an open question, and both companies are behaving like this is a winner-take-all market.
Has Uber passed the point, though?
Well, I think Uber has much more brand awareness nationally and internationally. It was the first to this market and has grown the most quickly. It has the most customers. It has raised the most money. So most people see it as a winner. But don't count Lyft out. They've raised $330 million, which is nothing to sneeze at. They've also been growing pretty quickly and have recently emerged as a pretty strong rival to Uber.
Okay. Casey Newton is a reporter for the technology website The Verge. Thanks a lot, Casey.
My pleasure.
This is WNYC.